Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visaid, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Ron Pierre for Community Comment. As I watch the news reports about Eastern Europe, I fear for the safety of our country. Much of my military career was spent in Europe. We were stationed in Germany in 1987 when President Ronald Reagan said, "Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall." In just a little over 2 years, we celebrated with our German neighbors as the wall fell. Within weeks of that event, the Soviet Union began to crumble and the resurrection of nationalism blossomed in former Soviet satellites. I also remember the singing revolution that started in Estonia in 1987. That revolution quickly spread across Latvia and Lithuania. In three countries, thousands upon thousands of people stood arm in arm and sang songs of national pride as they faced T-72 Russian tanks and Russian troops sent in to quell the uprisings. Soon there were three new independent Baltic nations. Yes, there were some lives lost. For the most part, there was not full-scale military on civilian violence. On March 11, 1990, Lithuania declared independence from the Soviet Union. The Lithuanian independence was soon followed by the independence of the other two Baltic republics. In 1993, the last Russian troops departed Lithuania, and Russian signs of occupation were removed from every corner of the country. In 2004, Lithuania joined NATO and the European Union. The Lithuanian land forces quickly joined the coalition forces in Iraq and then in NATO in Afghanistan. The Baltic nations were not the only countries to open their borders and become part of the international community. Many of these countries quickly developed strong ties with the European Union and the United States. Even in the heart of Russia, average citizens dared to dream the dreams of self-destiny. Places like Hungary, Czech Republic, Slovakia, Romania, Georgia, and even, yes, the Ukraine, all found strong ties and opportunities in Western Europe and the United States. Fast forward to last fall, I was part of a small group sent into Lithuania to work directly with the Lithuanian government and the Lithuanian military. We were asked to help develop social service programs to support Lithuanian military families and employers. During my time in Lithuania, I learned of the commitment of the Lithuanian people to freedom. In very open discussions, I learned about the past imprisonments in the gulags. I learned about the turmoil during the years of World War II and during the decades of Soviet occupation. One afternoon, I was walking in the city center of Vilnius. A Lithuanian army captain escort showed me a plaque on the side of the city hall. The plaque read, "Anyone who would choose Lithuania as an enemy has also made an enemy of the United States of America." George W. Bush, November 23, 2002. Back to today. I listen to the reports coming out of Ukraine. I read where U.S. fighter jets and tankers have been deployed to Lithuania. I'm deeply saddened. I see in my mind's eye the new walls of Russian tyranny being rebuilt. But I hear no voice of authoritative presidential leadership telling the Russian to tear down the wall. This is Ron Pierre for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.